Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. Taking your thoughts in the YouTube chat, which is flowing, and on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Titans are at 1-4. They got the Buffalo Bills on the road coming up, and then the Detroit Lions on the road as well. So that's not great for the Titans as we forecast what their record could be. Also, Joe, I was looking at this yesterday. Like, how many games left on the Titans schedule do you feel like pretty good, or at least like decent, about their chances to win? And my answer is not many. Like, there's both Jags games, obviously, that they should have a shot.
Patriots.
But even like, you know, Minnesota, we looked at before the year and was like, yeah, there's a good one. Well, I don't feel great about that one right now. Washington before the year, hey, there's one. I don't feel great about that right now. There's not many left that I feel great about with the Titans.
No. I mean, I thought it would be tough with their schedule, just luck of the draw. This is an NFC North year. But I didn't think it would be this tough. I mean, the Vikings are the big difference maker. They've already lost to Chicago in a game they should have won, but the Vikings are totally different. And I think maybe some reality may set in for the Vikings at some point. But I don't know.
They're doing on defense right now, I don't know if that's going away. That's pretty good.
That defense against the Lions offense Sunday going to be
fun
to watch. But, they basically the Jags twice and the Pats.
Yeah.
Like that's – and of course there's going to be a win in there that's like, huh? Yeah, like, of course there will be. It might cost them a draft spot. But, probably. That's usually how it goes, right? But at this point then, I think the – like, and I can't even sit here and project them to win both Jags games. But, they're probably – right now I'm thinking like 4-13 is probably about where they end up. 3-14 or 4-13, right?
Get excited.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. So, in the meantime, we talked about this yesterday. You know, if it continues to go this way, how much do you consider selling off if you're the Tennessee Titans and trying to take as best advantage as you can of the trade deadline for future assets? And you have a trade proposal that you believe the Titans may need to consider if things continue to go this way. What is said trade proposal?
Well, it's Harold Landry to the Lions. And the Lions, I believe, are going to be very aggressive because the Lions, actually, they have a team that, you know, it's kind of looking like a legit team that can win this thing. But now they lose their best defensive player. I mean, flat out, Aiden Hutchinson has been the best pass rusher in the NFL this year, and he's gone awful. I haven't even seen the replay of the injury. I will not watch it, but
it's
I know
gross.
It's awful. And so, broken tibia and fibula, and they're talking about him being back for the Super Bowl. But, I mean, okay. But
be a tough one.
Yeah. In the meantime, they really don't have another edge rusher, you know. They've got a decent defense and a great offense. But they have to have edge rushing. And so I think they're going to be aggressive. I know there's, you know, Max Crosby's out there. There are lower cost alternatives. But, I mean, the question on the Titans side of this is, because, look, I think things are going to progress to the point. They're going to be 1-6. And then I think, you know, it's going to be heavily – they're going to be a team that's heavily looked at. People are just coming over to the Titans yard sale and just, you know – probably inquiring about Simmons too, potentially. Certainly DeAndre Hopkins, because he's the more traditional sort of rental player that you would get. Harold Landry. Yeah, it's the hard part about making a move like that would be I could still make the case. I know some will laugh at me right now, but I could still make the case that the Titans figure out quarterback and they figure out right tackle and they figure out another edge rusher to go with Landry. You know, like, that's a lot, but that's three things. And so next year's team, you could take a pretty big jump in competitiveness. Landry is absolute pros pro, consummate pro. Incredible performance last year off an ACL to me, what he did. He is an Ironman of a player.
Yep.
Do you want – to me, it comes down to how desperate the Lions are, how much they like him, and how much you're getting. It has to be a big return. But I think you have to – when you see a team that's a true contender that desperately loses someone, they have no other alternative, and they desperately need help at that spot, then I think you have to engage in the conversation and talk big compensation. And, you know, these GMs previously worked with each other as well. So I think that this is something that could materialize as a real thing.
I don't hate that. I had not thought about the Landry part of this, just in terms of potential trade pieces. But it's interesting to think about because, like, if you're going to start selling off at the trade deadline, if you're the Titans, yes, you're trying to acquire as many picks as possible in terms of just the quantity of it. You also need more quality picks. And quite frankly, I'm looking at their roster right now, Joe, and how many tradable assets do they have that would bring back a big return? Like, I don't think the answer is very many. Now, Landry could be one of those. You know, Simmons definitely could be one of those too. Now, how willing are the Titans to actually engage in those conversations with Jeffrey Simmons? I don't know. I don't know what that would look like. But the point is, obviously, with where they're at with their roster, there's not a ton of guys on their team right now that are going to generate big returns at the trade deadline. And we've talked about this too in the NFL. The NFL does not have a very active deadline. It's not like hockey. It's not like certainly basketball that, you know, things change dramatically with teams at the deadline. That doesn't happen very often in the NFL. But when you do have circumstances like this where there is a team that's clearly a contender, that clearly has a big need, and you are one of several teams, but are one of those teams, if you're the Titans, that has a player that can fill that need, then I think it's at least something that you need to talk about if you're Rand Carthon and the Titans. And I think also, Joe, not to get too far deep into the weeds of next year, but, like, what's the plan at quarterback? If Levis continues on this trajectory and it becomes clear to everyone, not just me and a lot of the fan base right now, that he's not the guy, well, what's the plan to address that next year? Is it the draft? Is it going out and signing a veteran free agent, whoever that might be, whether it's, I don't know, if Sam Darnold breaks loose, going like going that route? Because I think your plan at quarterback also influences how quickly you think the timeline might be with some of these guys. I mean, Landry's 28 years old. He's still playing good football. Do you feel like he could still be a part of your solution whenever you get on the other side of this? There's a lot that goes into it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you move him. And obviously, you know, that helps your cap situation.
The cap, it's real.
But also, you now have a total void. I mean, yeah, I know Arden Key's here. But
yeah, it's not going well.
So that's the thing. The NFL, you just, you know, it's like, I mean, you have to have some good football players, right? And you have to have some, I mean, like, this is certainly a year of testing the culture. I promise you, one guy who is a positive force in the culture is Harold Landry.
Yeah.
And, again, to me, consummate pro, and that's a lot to ask. Like, Jeffrey Simmons is a guy that they push forward as the star and leader and all that stuff, and he's a fiery guy. But, you know, there's also problems with that, as we've seen. Harold Landry, to me, is more of the – he's not a vocal guy or any of that stuff, but, like, more of the this is how you become a great player. Do what that guy does. But I have an answer for you on the quarterback situation.
Okay.
And that is part of this trade as well.
Okay.
So, first of all, the first-round pick has to be – the 2025 first-round pick of the Lions, which is not going to be a high pick.
I think I know where you may be going.
Has to be part of this. And then you're swapping QB2s.
Wow.
You're sending them Mason Rudolph, so they have a backup, and then you are bringing Hendon Hooker back here. And all the slaps to all the faces of all the Vols fans are now removed from the equation. Seriously, send us – if I'm the Titans, I want Hendon Hooker, and we said it. I still believe it. During the draft process, I believe Hendon Hooker is going to end up being a better NFL quarterback than Will Levis. He just hasn't had a chance. He's now as healthy. And the Lions just signed Jared Goff to a huge number.
Yep.
And he's going to be the guy there. So it's an opportunity for Hooker. I think, to me, it's Hooker and either a rookie or a veteran competing next year. It's not like you're all full-on committing to Hendon Hooker. But then you have a promising young QB who hasn't had his chance to show what he has, along with at least a first-round pick, if not like a first and a fourth.
Well, how about that? Look at you.
That's my trade.
Look at you putting together. Now, the interesting thing, too, let's say this happens and Landry's gone. Well, then your task, if you're the Titans, also with you already need one edge rusher, and now you got to go find another one, right? So you're trying to find two edge rushers there. Now you're hoping the compensation that you get back would help you do that. Like Maddie on the text line, what would a big compensation for Landry look like? Is it a second-round pick? Would that be too high? Would the Lions be willing to do that? And also, like, if you are getting back Hendon Hooker in your proposed trade, how does that affect what the price would look like for Landry that the Lions are giving up to begin with? All very interesting questions.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, there's a lot. It may be that in that building, Landry's just a non-starter because of, again, like that edge void. I mean, to me, well, when we thought it was earlier in the year when it's like, well, you know, Levis will probably at least be the QB next year, you know, then it's like, well, the edge is clearly what they're going to do, right? Even though they have Landry, because you have to have more there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, to totally start over there, that's a lot, you know? It's a really important part of having a competitive football team. And, you know, this team with Simmons and Sweat in there, like, you got to support that with players on the edge you can make plays, right? What did somebody say?
No, I'm thinking about this idea, and it's good. Now, Maddie did say you love that trade, draft Pavia in the fifth round, and all Tennessee SEC fans' minds are blown. That Hooker coming here, QB1, Pavia, QB2. Let them battle it out in camp. How about that?
God, I love it. God, Pavia, man.
Some dogs.
I mean, the whole thing with Pavia is going to be – I mean, it's going to be fascinating. I don't think he's an NFL quarterback. And I hope I am the dumbest hater of all time for thinking
somebody's going to play that for him this week.
Yeah.
As he's preparing for Ball State.
On a loop. But he's an NFL something. I mean, seriously, make him commissioner. I don't know. He's an NFL something.
I love that guy. 615-737-1025, our phone number. So what do you make of Rex Rhodes' trade proposal for the Titans? Harold Landry to the Detroit Lions. And as a part of a trade, you swap backup quarterbacks. Mason Rudolph to Detroit. Hendon Hooker to the Titans. We'll take your reaction to all that. 615-737-1025. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. We will have Preds Pick to Click coming up later this hour at 845. Which Preds player do you think will score a goal in tonight's game? Be ready to call at 845. If you guess a goal score tonight, you win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We will do that coming up at 845 today on the program. Rex Rhodes has thrown the trade proposal out there.
It's brilliant.
Harold Landry to the Detroit Lions after they lost Aiden Hutchinson on Sunday. And as a part of the package, you get whatever the pick is back for Harold Landry. And you send Mason Rudolph to Detroit to be their QB2 behind Goff, an experienced guy. And Hooker, Hendon Hooker, comes back the other way. A lot of reaction to that on our text line. We'll continue to take it. Coy in Clarksville asking, can't we see Levis instead of Rudolph? I don't think the Lions would be interested in that. I think the appeal to the Lions with Rudolph would be, this is a guy that's been a backup for a while. He's come in. He's won some games. And Hendon Hooker we like, but he does not have the experience that Mason Rudolph brings to the table.
Yeah. I mean, Levis is pretty hard to trade at this point.
Like, I would say so.
You know, and again, the Lions took a flyer on Hooker in the third round, and then Goff has just been tremendous. I will say, as Tom Brady pointed out, and Tom Brady's getting better, by the way. He's not terrible. But as he pointed out, he must have said 6 to 8 different ways, man, look at this protection and running game making things easy on Jared Goff and wide open receivers. But Goff has played great. He's going to be the future there. And so, to me, it's like, why not bring in a safe, like, you know, a solid game manager who could get you through a couple games if needed, as opposed to the young guy who, you know, you're trying to develop, but like it's going to be a while on Hendon Hooker. Titans could give him an opportunity earlier. I think it makes sense. You know, Landry, first of all, from the Lions' perspective, also, of course, they would have to look at this like, I mean, they have to make the money work.
Right.
You're talking about, I mean, Landry's cap hit in the next 3 years is 24, basically. And you know, tops on the Titans. So he's under contract through 26. But I can see the Lions also looking at like, well, if Aaron Glenn thinks he fits in the scheme and all that stuff, Landry, and then you get back Hutchinson next year, okay.
It's now a pretty good duo.
With everything else, that's a pretty good duo. And you know, and then for this, but the desperation is this year, needing to not waste that team, and this is where the Titans need to try to take, and other teams will too. We'll try to take advantage of that and say, okay, but it's gonna cost you for player X.
Now, part of this is also not that you can totally operate this way, but it, like, if you're, to me, if you're going to sell, then you need to be committed to doing it, right? Because what you don't want to do is just dance around and just say, well, we're not sure we're out of it yet. And then all of a sudden the opportunity's gone and somebody else makes the move. Now, you know, you brought up Crosby. You know, there's a lot of people that think that the Max Crosby relationship with Vegas is going south.
He's out there shoving coaches.
He's out there shoving. Now, he did say that was a love shove, whatever that means. But he's out there shoving coaches, and that maybe that they're realizing what I think all of us probably know is that ownership is the problem with the Vegas Raiders, and that it may not be getting any better anytime soon. So does he eventually just force his way out and demand a trade that way? The Lions would make a lot of sense there. It's hard to imagine, regardless if it's the Titans, if it's the Raiders, whoever. Detroit has to do something. Like, they have got a team that is good enough to win the Super Bowl. There's only, as we know in the NFL, unless you've got Mahomes and Andy Reid, it's hard to extend a window that long. So when you've got an opportunity to win it, you got to be all in and you got to go try to win it. I would be stunned if Detroit doesn't try to make a big move of some degree when it comes to helping out a edge rusher.
Yeah, no, I think they have to, and I think they will. Kevin brings up a great point in the text line driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. Says, if we're going to start trading assets, might as well know we're going to suck till the next regime. This group hasn't shown they can draft any better than the last franchise. I propose we trade Amy Adams. Okay, for an AI-generated owner. Okay. But to your first point, I agree. That's the thing. It's like, okay, so if you're Rand Carthon, Chad Brinker, and you're willing to do this, I mean, to me, that's also willing. I mean, it means you're willing to take a step back. I mean, you have to have a pretty short-term plan for success.
Yeah.
I mean, also, on my drive listening to Stille, of course, he's talking about, well, I wouldn't fire him now, but at the end of the year, sure, of course you're firing him. Okay, well, you're just going to keep firing people and just start over. I mean, you have to give people a chance. Like, I disagree with you, Kevin. Like, they haven't shown they can draft any better. I like this draft right now. I like this draft class. I mean, its early returns are pretty good. But they still, like, it can't be too long. It's a pretty short term. So if you have to have success pretty soon, and then you're going to trade away one of your best football players, and yeah, you're bringing in picks and all that stuff, but okay, how does that pay off in winning? How soon? Because you can't go 4-13 in the next year. Ooh, improved to 6-11. At some point, it gets, well, the seats get hot, and that's where I question whether the Titans would be willing to part with someone like Landry. But people talking about trading Simmons, well, in this situation, that's not what the Lions need.
Exactly.
I mean, the Lions are desperate for an edge rusher.
Correct.
Desperate.
Well, they've got to have one. And, again, whether it's the Titans or somebody else, I think that's a move that they're going to make. Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Adam in Portland. Adam, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
What's up, Robbie and Joe? Hey, man. So do you think – I know you guys have a pretty wide cache of football memories here. So do you think it's possible that there is a bigger – fraudulent debut in the NFL than what Will Levis had? I've been thinking about this. I know Marcus threw like 5 touchdowns against the Bucks in a half. I don't think he was trash, though. I just don't think he was a great starter. But I think Levis is like the hottest of hot garbage. But he tricked us all, dude. I almost riding dying with Levis, man. I was into the mayonnaise thing and the banana thing. Like, I was supporting how goofy he was because I'm like, this dude's got it, man. He does not got it. That was all fraudulent. I wonder if there's ever been anybody that's come out so incredibly hot for a game and tricked everybody because they suck.
Well, thanks for calling. I mean, I could think of a couple Titans quarterbacks, right? Like, Marcus looked great early on.
Mm-hmm.
Vince won Rookie of the Year. I know it's more than one game that you're talking about there, but
yeah.
You know, Vince Young was Rookie of the Year, and I thought the Titans might have a Hall of Famer on their hands when he started playing quarterback.
Yeah, I did too. I was all in on Vince Young, man. And Mariota. Mariota played some pretty good football for like multiple years. Not great. It wasn't good enough. But like Levis, you know.
This happens in the league, though. Like, and a lot of times it's for different reasons. And quite frankly, a lot of times injury ends up being a big part of it. But like, I mean, look at RG3, right? Like, RG3 was unbelievable
right. His
rookie year. And I know injuries were the main story with him, but he did play football after those injuries and never approached being what he was before that. So we do see this happen in the National Football League.
It happens. But and again, it's with Levis, it's like, yes, the first game was like this fever dream, just throwing up bombs for touchdowns. And the Miami 2 minute, the fourth quarter was fantastic. It's not a lot. It's not nearly as much as some of the, like you said. I mean, Vince Young
won games.
Yeah,
by himself.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I absolutely thought he was going to be great. Someone mentioned Jake Locker. So I had a text, but the text line is flying on this one. So I hope you all like the idea. But
that's why it says Ryan Leaf. Did Ryan Leaf have a good NFL debut? I don't remember what Ryan Leaf's NFL debut
was. No, I think Ryan Leaf was – I mean, he won some games as a rookie, but, I mean, it was pretty rough pretty quickly for him. I mean, but, you know, you're talking about just the hype for him, and that's also what's different here. Like, someone's yelling at me about Hooker like it's an asinine idea. Again, I'm not saying, Hendon Hooker, yes, you are the quarterback of the future. I'm saying he would come in and be your backup this year. You know, maybe at some point. He would, I mean, I know Brian Summers says Levis is QB2 already, but at some point could get out there and play and then could be a potential competitor next year. I think Hendon Hooker is going to be a good NFL quarterback. I've never not thought that. I've never not thought it. I watched him play 2 years ago, and it was consistent excellence, and I think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. So until he proves me wrong, I'm going to continue to think that.
What a turnabout that would be for Vols fans. What a redemption story it could be for the Tennessee fans who were slapped in the face when they took Levis.
It's like going back in time and all the slaps, like, shoo, coming away from the face, you know? Just a big hug. Just a big Vol hug.
615-737-1025. More reaction to the trade proposal that Rex Road has thrown out there. Titans trading Harold Landry to the Detroit Lions. A part of the package being Rudolph to Detroit, Hendon Hooker. Back to Nashville. What do you make of that? 615-737-1025. More on that next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Got some tickets to give away to see the Nashville Predators take on Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Matthias Ekholm, and the Edmonton Oilers at Bridgestone Arena this Thursday night. Be caller 5, 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Caller 5 will win a pair of tickets. See the Preds take on the Oilers coming up on Thursday at Bridgestone Arena. Rex Road has thrown out a trade proposal for the Titans to the Detroit Lions, Harold Landry, and Mason Rudolph as a part of the package back, what I assume would be a draft pick of some kind, and Hendon Hooker coming back to the Tennessee Titans.
A first and something else, like a first and a fourth, and then the Hooker-Rudolph swap.
You think you could get that much for Harold Landry?
Yeah, I think it. You know, a lot of it would come down to the Lions. You know, what else the Lions are looking at? As someone pointed out, Diana Rossini just reported Hassan Reck has given the Jets permission to seek a trade.
How are you doing about that right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's just costing himself money left and right. I don't know, but he's obviously he could be an answer. Like. Think about how different some of these players are. Like Hassan Reddick and Harold Landry are not – like they're very different players.
Yes.
What kind of play? You know, Hutchinson is kind of like – you know, he's more of like a defensive end kind of rusher than he is like an outside linebacker like Landry. You know, so in that scheme, do they want someone a little bit bigger and less – you know, like, because Landry's obviously a versatile guy, can play in space, things like that. He's not the brawny, like Hutchinson's like an old, like 4-3 defensive end kind of guy. You know, like Reddick is a bigger, more physical guy. Like, what do they value there? But if it comes down to like the rest of the market is dry, nothing out there looks great, and they know they have to do something, they have to do something desperately. I mean, I think it's possible. Again, they have to also be committed to, yes, not only is this potentially the answer and enough to help this team possibly make a run, but, yeah, for the next few years, Landry and Hutchinson together, perfect. They'd have to love that. And, again, I have my doubts. My bigger doubt on this is the Titans' view in terms of, so you need to win pretty soon and you're now going to get rid of one of your best football players. How's that work?
It is very interesting, but it also comes down to, in this discussion, that I'm trying to avoid as long as possible, but it's getting harder to avoid with each week that goes by.
Yeah.
Like, again, if you're doing this, you know, I think you're also signaling that you don't believe in Will Levis anymore. And then what's your answer at quarterback after that? Like, what's your evaluation of Hooker, right? Like, these guys, I would assume, had an evaluation on Hendon Hooker just like they did Will Levis, right? I mean, he was in the same draft. So I would assume they've got a baseline of information on Hendon Hooker and what they like about him, what they don't like him. Is that a realistic interest for Rand Carthon, Chad Brinker, and the Tennessee Titans? And if it's not, like, what's your answer at quarterback after that? Because you can create – we've talked about the whole you create if Landry's gone and you got to find two edge rushers instead of one, and they're having a hard enough time finding one right now. I get all that. But none of it really matters if you don't have a quarterback. Like, that right. is objective number one for this franchise. Yeah. You have to find one.
Right. So with Hooker coming in, what would happen to me this year is Hooker comes in. For this year, he's the backup. And it takes away the – okay, yeah, whatever, the locker room. Like, we know Rudolph could win games. Someone texted, like, there's whispers in the locker room about – like, I don't think there's whispers. There's screaming around town that Levis is not playing well, right? And that Rudolph probably give him a better chance to win. You take Rudolph out of the equation, Hooker can come in, they can evaluate him during practice. Levis gets the rest of the year, probably. You know?
I don't know. Well, like, if I'm bringing Hooker in, I'd like to see him play.
Yeah, maybe it's maybe later in the year. But, like, you're not instantly coming. Now he's coming into a new offense and everything. Like, you know, you have more time now where there's not really a QB controversy. Levis just plays, and you see what you see. And then, you know, you could go a number of ways. But to me, Hooker would probably be at least a competitor next year with either your draft pick, because you're going to draft in the top five probably.
Yep.
Or with, if you decide, nope, it's got to be a veteran QB, and then, you know, I mean, you've taken Landry off the books, so, you know, that opens up some cap space, and then you sign a veteran QB, and you let them compete, and you use that top five pick on an edge rusher or whatever.
Let me ask you this, and, you know, this is partially maybe in some degree living in fantasy land, but I'm going to ask it to you anyway. Calvin Ridley, clearly pretty frustrated, right? Like, we talked about that yesterday and the outburst after the game, and he's got 27 targets and 9 catches, so he should be frustrated. What if it doesn't get any better in the next few weeks here, and he comes up to you and says, I didn't sign up for this. I want out. I mean, you're under no obligation to comply with that if you're the Titans, and you just paid him money to be your number one wide receiver. But if he does that, like, what's your response if you're the Titans at that point?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess we could throw anybody here into the mix as a possibility. It's just – I just – you look at what he's done, and then last year, disappointed to some extent. Again, you blame different parties. But overall, it hasn't been that great, and so now he just signed this deal. Who out there wants to take that deal on right now?
For
a guy who has 9 catches.
I wouldn't. I don't think the list would be long. So, but I do think you could also, if you're another team, look at it and say, all right, well, we've seen this guy be productive before, and he's got Will Levis throwing him the ball. Like, you could view it that way from the outside.
Yeah, you could. That one would – that to me would be a tough sell. Another thing on this, if you did something like this – like, if you did this, then that to me, again, like, this front office doesn't have forever to win.
Right.
They don't. I think the draft class right now looks pretty promising, but the draft class before does not.
Yeah.
So that's why I think the veteran QB is a much more likely scenario. Someone who's proven, who has demonstrated the ability to play at a decently high level in this league so that you can win next year. And again, you trade one of your best football players. Makes it harder to win next year. But if you're also now bringing in a rookie to, like, compete with Hendon Hooker, again, I've just created this entire fantasy scenario for you all.
Which is very popular on the text line,
by the way. Ewok Village.
Yes.
But that's just – you're asking for too much time then.
Yeah,
to me.
Agree.
You can't – so – this move to me would then be followed by you have to go get the best possible QB on the market in the offseason.
I would agree with that. And then the question becomes, like, so what do you do with Hooker? Like, because to me, if you're part of you doing this has to involve your belief that maybe he could turn into your long-term quarterback.
yeah.
at some point.
Well, what you hope is now that he's totally past the knee, he's been working in a really good offense with a really good OC up there, and he's ready to come in and really make a run at it. And there's nothing wrong with actually having – it doesn't happen too often in the NFL, but there's nothing wrong with an actual competition for a spot that should raise the level of the two people competing for the spot. You hope that he is ready for that. And I still believe that dude is at some point going to emerge in this league and play
well. It's
well.
Not going to be in Detroit. Like, I mean, barring injury with Jared Goff.
Barring injury, so, yeah.
I mean.
Not anytime soon.
I wonder, you know, but, I mean, it could also be a situation where Dan Campbell and the Lions look at it and they say, you know what? We really like Hendon Hooker, and we like what we're seeing from him in practice, and we'd like to have him around for a while. Like, it could be as simple as that. I don't know. I think it's a very intriguing scenario that you've come up with here that should that situation present itself, I think you got to give it a lot of thought if you're the Titans at that point. It's a very popular idea you've got on the text line.
Caleb just says, how realistic is this? I said, not very. But by golly, let's have some fun.
David says, you don't think they'll trade for Russell Wilson, do you?
Yeah, someone mentioned that yesterday, threw that out there, trading for – yeah, I don't. I think he's kind of washed.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty close to washed.
I don't know what that
and the fact that – I mean, I don't know. Where is he – I mean, he's supposed to be healthy or pretty close to it now, right? Or maybe like this week he's supposed to be able – I wouldn't move on from Justin Fields. You're winning with Justin Fields.
Chuck says, Hendon Hooker's like 80. What long-term are you talking about? He's 26 years old.
Yeah. I mean –
yeah, it's a little older for a guy that was just drafted a couple years ago. But
I mean, Cam Rising from Utah is going to be an eighth-year senior
next
year.
He's 45. He's 26.
Yeah, it's fine. If you,
by the way, Will Levis is 25. It's not like he's that much older than Will Levis.
Exactly. Like, basically, you should feel really good about someone going to their mid-30s, if not the late-30s, but certainly to the mid-30s. So then
if they're good enough, yeah.
Right. You have darn near a decade. That's fine.
Yeah, you'll take that. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Coming up next, it's time for Preds Pick to Click. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. If you guess a goal score for tonight's Preds game, you win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We will do that. Coming up next, take your final thoughts on Rex Road's trade proposal as well. All that coming up. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
It's time for Preds Picks to Click.
And a shot of the score.
Do you think you know who will score a goal in tonight's Predators game?
Little give and go.
Shoot your shot for a chance to win Preds tickets. Call 615-737-1025 now. It's Pick to Click, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
It is time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road. Preds in action tonight, taking on the Seattle Kraken. Puck drop at 7 o'clock, pregame 6 o'clock here on 1025-1063 the game. Preds looking for win number one. A standings update, the competition. Paul Kuharsky in for Rex Road last week on opening night. Gets on the board with Philip Forsberg as his selection, which means Joe Rex Road, technically Paul Kuharsky, up 1-0 in the competition. The
hey,
listeners,
Paul.
Not on the board. Nick Kieser, myself, not on the board. So congratulations, Joe. Kuharsky's gotten you a lead in the competition.
He's better at picking hockey goal scorers than coming up with football storylines.
With that in mind, let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in, Jeremy. Jeremy, good morning. Thanks for calling in. Who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
I'm going to go with Ryan O'Reilly.
Ryan O'Reilly. Jeremy, thanks for the call. O'Reilly, the selection by Jeremy. Nick Kieser, you're up first, after the listener, in today's competition. O'Reilly is off the board. Your pick to click for the Nashville Predators.
Prince Philip of Forsberg, I think, will get it done tonight and score in front of the fans yet again.
Philip Forsberg, the selection. Give me Steven Stamkos. He gets the first one tonight. First one as a member of the Predators, and I will double down. It comes on the power play. Stamkos tonight on the power play. Joe Rexrode, your selection, and Preds pick to click.
Good, suckers. How about Cole Smith?
Yes.
For the win. Easy.
Cole
easy money.
Smith.
I would have taken that
forward.
The first pick, too. Cole Smith, top six forward. I mean, we just haven't seen this guy have an opportunity to skate with guys like Stamkos and Marchessault.
That's true. We
just
haven't.
Wait till the offensive waterfall begins tonight.
I have never been more excited to hopefully be proven wrong on this. I hope you win tonight.
Oh,
I really
too.
Do.
Thank you.
I just want to see the meltdown that takes place when Cole Smith has a hat trick tonight.
Yeah, what are all you haters going to say? I mean, God.
A lot of haters on
the
text line.
Cole Smith.
It's unbelievable. Just,
I mean, who does he – we've said before that he's the NWI, right?
Yes.
But it's worse than that. Now, people actually love NWI now.
Yeah,
will they
the
at some point love Cole Smith?
When he scores a hat trick, they will love him, yes.
I hope so.
Yeah. Ryan O'Reilly, Philip Forsberg, Stephen Stamkos, Cole Smith. What a combination that is. The players selected in Preds Pick to Click tonight for the Predators as they take on the Seattle Kraken. More of your thoughts right now on our text line to Joe's trade proposal that he threw out there. Got one texter that says, our fan base seems to think NFL quarterbacks have the lifespan of a tennis pro. 26 to 35 are the prime years for a quarterback, and more guys are making the 35 to 40 age range work as well. This is from an unnamed texter. I like that.
Yeah, the age thing right now, that's a weird one.
Yeah, one texter says Hendon Hooker's nearly 28 years old. I was like, he's 26. He's not nearly 28. He is legitimately 26.
He's only like 14 years from 40, man.
Yeah, like,
I don't know.
I mean, I don't care if he's only a good quarterback for the next 5 years. Like, when you sign up for that right now, based on what's happening?
If you're the Titans, if you can get a two-year quarterback, jump on it. Santa and Portland says, are there any teams or contenders to the Super Bowl who would need a wide receiver one? Well, I mean, look.
Kansas City.
I think Hopkins to Kansas City is absolutely a thing that also should be. That's a much more realistic trade than the one I threw out today. Now, again, people talking about Ridley. I'm really dubious about Ridley being of interest to teams out there at this moment.
I would agree. I'm just saying, I wonder what the response is. Like, he's clearly frustrated.
Very.
And we see that sometimes boil over with wide receivers where they do this and they say, I want out. It seems like it's pretty early for that. We'll see what happens, but I'm not going to discount that as a possibility from his end. I have no idea what the response of the Titans would be. My response would probably be like, hey, why don't you worry about catching the ball when it's thrown your way, and we can worry about all the other stuff after that.
Yeah, look, you lose like this, and especially if you're losing and you're not producing, you're going to be unhappy. I totally get it. I think a lot of it's not on him. Some is on him. But there's also, like, again, with this front office, so if you were like Rand Carthon moving him after signing him to that deal, what are you saying about your own, you know, vision for the team, right?
Yep. Justin from Greenbrier says, this does all hinge on if we trust the current Titans front office to get the draft right also.
Well,
they could do this trade and go for a right tackle and edge rusher within the first two picks.
Yeah, Justin. Again, this is like a few years ago, and I was like, I don't want to pick because Jay Rabel screwed up. I'm like, well, then fire him. Well, they did finally. But like, if you have a GM in this league and you're getting draft picks, yep, that's who's going to make the picks.
Yep.
So, I mean, you will take picks, and then you hope you make good picks. Again, I know it's not popular to, like, defend Brian Callahan, as I did earlier, against Paul Kaharski's weird line of questioning, or to suggest that this front office actually had a pretty good last draft, but, I mean, that's how I look at it right now. I think it's a pretty good draft class.
Well, and, again, diving into draft talk territory that I'm trying not to get into but continue to get into.
Oh, boy.
This is another example of why, like, they really needed Will Levis to work out and still need the quarterback to work out because there are so many other holes on the team that they have to fill via the draft.
Yeah.
That if you have to spend time now again trying to go find a quarterback, that's just eating up a spot somewhere else. And I get it. Like, you got to do it. Like, if Levis isn't good, you got to go find a quarterback, whether it's in the draft or free agency. So it's the most important thing. But it would be great for the quarterback to work out, so then you could go find an edge rusher, and you could go find another young wide receiver, and you could go find a right tackle. And then you could be in a scenario again where you look at the offseason coming up and say, man, they sure do have a lot of holes to fill. How do you do it in one offseason if you're the Titans?
Yeah, I mean, if Levin does – Levin. Corey Levin. If Levis
Levin
does
bread.
Yeah, there you go. Getting biblical on the show.
Yes.
If Levis doesn't take a hard, you know, left turn here soon – then, yeah, it's just your plan is you just have to alter everything. And so that's where you get these two games. You know, you got Buffalo and Detroit on the road, and he's going to get opportunities still, and he should. And, all right, what happened?
I got a texture that says, I would trust Benedict Arnold before I trust his Titans front office.
Wow.
Jeez.
Going all-time, you know, traitors in U.S. history.
Yes.
And the Titans front office. Okay.
I just didn't expect that one on the text line. That was good.
Yeah, we got biblical references, historical references.
Very educational on this show.
Yeah. Yeah, now look, this is the front office, so you have to let them do their job, don't you?
You do.
Good luck.
That's going to do it for us today on the program. I really like your trade proposal.
Thank you.
The more I think about it, I think you're a genius. I think we'll continue that discussion.
I've always thought so.
Tomorrow. Jason Big Joe coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3 The Game.